Good morning, this is Tim Bowling. It's a very, very special day today. Suzie Radio is 5 years old today, and to celebrate, we've got a fantastic cake, and we've got a cast of thousands in here, as Bruce mentioned earlier. A cast of six. Is it six or five? One, two. Jim's just arrived. One, two, three, four, five. Six of us. Anyway, good morning, David.
Good morning, Tim. It's an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be here with you, and thank you for the invitation.
No, I'm pleased that you're here. You've brought with you an absolutely fantastic cake celebrate.
I must say thank you to Angie for baking it and decorating it. It is utterly wonderful. Shall we get on and cut it?
Yes, start cutting it now.
OK, the knife is going in as we speak to this work of art, but the pristine version, as I understand, available all over social media. So here we go. Chris is busy taking some pictures of the ceremony. And we've been joined, as you say, Tim, by Jim Richmond just now. Chrissy Muir is here. Steve Lee is here. And Bruce is hanging around in the expectation of a crumb or two. And many
yes.
thanks to Bruce for Saturday
yes,
breakfast.
Indeed. Many thanks. Bruce is back tomorrow, as normal, 7 a.m. Brighton. Far too early for me, but there we go. We will cut the cake now, as we're doing. We will all have a slice. And I think we ought to play a very, very special song to celebrate the fact that Suzie Radio has been around on its permanent licence for 5 years. I think you know which one this is. Yes, this is Stevie Wonder here on Suzie Radio 103.4. It's me, Tim Bowling, with David Jay and several others, all the way through till noon with a special birthday Saturday brunch. A special Suzie Saturday brunch today. 5 years old today, and I've got with me Steve Lee. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Tim, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Now, you've been here for a fair few years, haven't you, Steve? When did you join the station, should I say?
I was here from day one.
From day one,
yes,
there we go.
One of the few, I think. Henry, Matt, Christine, obviously Jeff, Neil, a few others as well. But yeah, from day one. Yeah.
And you're still enjoying doing your show?
Still here, yes.
Exactly. My very first show was sitting in for your show with David Jay, who's also with me, who's my co-host today.
Was it?
You were in, I think you were in Paphos or Paxos somewhere.
Paphos,
that's right. Yeah, you were in Paphos. And I think, if memory serves me right, David drove the desk. I sat where you're sitting now.
Yeah.
And I think you tweeted in or you'd emailed in that the actual show you were broadcast, or you had the show on some computer and you were playing it in some bar in Paphos.
Yeah, it was
in
going out live over a bar
there we
in
go.
Paphos, yeah.
So Suzie Radio is international.
Oh, it is, certainly. Yeah.
Now, where are you off to this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon, let me tell you about this then. The Laneshot Primary School Summer Fair takes place. Goes on between noon and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Everybody's welcome. Entrance is absolutely free. You can make a donation, of course, if you like. There'll be family fun for everyone, inflatables, face painting, barbecue, raffle and a silent auction as well, plus loads of other things. Olympic athletes Mark Hunter and Dalton Grant will be there, and you can challenge them both.
Can you get Neil to challenge them for me?
I'll try, yeah. Or you can grab a selfie with them. Neil's lunchtime show between 12 and 3 coming live from there. I'll be there as well. I'm going to hot foot it in a minute. At my age, trying to. Jeff Rogers also making an appearance down there today, and Tess Lucy.
Brilliant. So. That sounds. I think we're going to. That sounds good. We're going to link, I think, to Neil later on. So we'll say hello to Neil.
Right.
Last time we did a link with Neil. Well, I don't think it was the time before that, where he was on a roller coaster for us live, which was quite interesting hearing him screaming. He was on a roller coaster with a load of 10-year-olds.
His life's a roller coaster, mate.
Well, the 10-year-olds were the 10-year-olds were nonplussed, but he sounded absolutely terrified. It was fantastic. So, he was sitting there waiting for the roller coaster. The guy said, "Oh, this might be sometimes." Like, "We'll wait. We're going to wait now. I want to hear you on this roller coaster." And he screamed the whole way round. Hopefully, you won't be doing that this afternoon.
Right, I'll see what I can do. No worries.
Well, thanks for popping in, Steve.
Well,
it's great to see you.
Just like to say at this point, thank you to everyone for listening to Suzie over the past 5 years.
Brilliant. Yes.
And a special mention for a lady we lost last year, Jean.
Yes, indeed.
Hatch.
Yes, indeed.
It was about this time last year.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Very sad. Jean used to ring this show without fail every Saturday.
Yeah.
And she was such a lovely lady. Always had plenty to say and had a chat and had a bit of fun on the phone. Very sad when we lost her.
Yeah, very sad. So,
no, quite right, yeah.
Not forgotten.
No, she'll be up there looking down on us all
she
now.
She will, yeah.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm okay, Tim, all things considered. We've got Dave King, Director Dave King, who has joined us now. So absolute studio buzzing. And I'm sure really and truly that everybody wants to hear from Jim Richmond and Chrissy and from Dave. So maybe we can have a natter in the second hour.
I'm doffing my cap to the director of the studio, of the radio station being here. That's good. One of the directors, should I say.
So. Have a natter in the second hour about me and my experiences in the last 5 years. And indeed my teaming up with Winston, which came to an end weekend yesterday.
Yes, a momentous week, all things considered, really, isn't it? Winston retiring on our fifth birthday today.
It's so utterly amazing. Yeah, makes you quite nostalgic and stuff.
And the cake you've brought in is absolutely fantastic. We've got photos on the Twitter and Facebook account. So if you go to @SusieRadio or facebook.com/SusieRadio, you can see the cake that you've provided. Absolutely superb. And it tastes as good as it looks.
And thanks again to Angie for baking it. She won't be listening because she's gone straight away on holiday at the end of her latest catering contract. Well, but she did a really good job.
I'm sure she needs a rest after making such a fantastic cake. Really
absolutely
good. Well, now, if people want to contact the studio today, we'd love them to give us a call. I spoke to Big Daddy Vegas a short while ago, who said that in fact the first song we played at the top of the hour was Ballroom Blitz by The Sweets, which he informed me was his fifth record that he ever bought. So rather surreal that it's our fifth birthday, fifth record he ever bought. But there we go. But if you want to contact the studio, you can do so on all the normal details. On the phone, it's 01737 271034, which is our new telephone number. And you can text us on 07480 025 010 or email us studio@susieradio.com.
Tim, who are we going to put in this hot seat next?
Well, who should we have next? Should we have Jim next? A special Saturday brunch. It's our fifth birthday, and I have sitting opposite me a member of the radio royalty, Jim Richmond, formerly Radio Caroline. I know we're not normally meant to mention other radio stations, but I think we can talk about Radio Caroline now with Susie Radio. How are you doing, Jim?
Well, thank you, Tim. What can I say about that? Load of old rubbish.
How do you think Susie Radio compares to Radio Caroline?
Oh, it's very different, obviously, because you're floating, you see.
Yes.
You're floating all the time, so you're moving sort of at anchor, and you're at the anchor, and
at least we're stable in that sense.
Yes.
How long have you been with the station now, Jim?
I joined November 2015.
Right, okay. And you're normally on a Monday night, is that right?
Well, I am, yes. Also breakfast as well. Drive. And whatever else it is,
and
Thursday morning.
You're enjoying your time with Susie.
I do, yes, I enjoy it very much. And I also think that the listeners of Susie Radio, or the listener, should I say, of Susie Radio, are great. Because it's the community, and that's what...
Susie Radio is all about. I mean, we've already had a call from Big Daddy Vegas. I know they listen to this show and other shows down at the Gatwick Mail Centre, and it's lovely when people interact with the show, and we get various texts and emails and phone calls. And I know Steve mentioned Gene earlier, and it's lovely when people phone up and we hear from the community. But it's great. But many thanks for coming down today.
That's all right.
Have you enjoyed the cake?
Oh, absolutely. This cake is absolutely fantastic.
Have a look online, because it really is an absolutely fantastic cake. But it's great to see you, Jim.
Well, it's great to see you as well. Thank you for inviting me down this morning.
And when are you next on?
Well, I'm on holidays from tomorrow.
All right. Are you off to anywhere nice?
I'm off to Bute in Cornwall.
Oh, lovely. That'll be good. Well, you're going to have the weather, because it's going to be 32 degrees this week, apparently.
Well, we'll see.
There's a cynical man when it comes to the weather. So how long are you down there for? A week?
I'm down there for a week, and then a week at home, and then I'm back here on the 31st of July.
Brilliant. Well, we'll look forward to hearing you then. If you've not listened to Jim's show, do have a listen. As I said, he's Radio Royalty, ex-Radio Caroline, now with Susie Radio. But it's great to have you here, Jim.
Thank you.
Tim, almost time for the local information, and I know everybody wants to hear from Dave King and from Chrissy Muir. It just struck me, listening to Shout Out to My Ex, that in a manner of speaking, Winston is now my ex. I'm sure we'll talk about Winston in the second hour of the show, but it is really a watershed week for me. As you know, I've got one or two things going on domestically at the moment. Winston's retired from the radio, and it's the fifth birthday this very morning of Susie 103.4.
I have another guest sitting opposite me. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hello. It's really strange to be this side of the desk. Now I know how other people feel.
We've never sort of sat opposite each other during the show, have we?
We haven't. And thank you for inviting me special birthday
show. No problem. How long have you been here? First question, how long have you been here?
Well, Susie Radio from day one, so 5 years ago. I did a rock show on a Sunday evening, which I really enjoyed. So now I'm Fridays 10 till midday, which is great.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I just wanted to say a few things. Firstly, thank you to the listeners for supporting us for all this time. We are all volunteers, but we enjoy it, and we do feel part of the community so much, especially our outside broadcasts, which really really help us just meet people.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be linking into Neil probably in the second hour now. He's down at Langshot School with various other Susie presenters, so I think we'll be linking into Neil in the second hour.
That's it. And I got my love of radio from my dad, who was a radio ham, and as a very small girl, I used to listen to him at jamborees, and I think that's where it came from. I thought, this is amazing, you can speak to people. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you to the listeners for supporting us. Also, it's given me an opportunity to introduce new bands and new releases, which is my thing.
Yep.
And on Fridays, I generally do a couple and I listen to them in the week. So I've got one lined up now. And also, because I've got used to speaking in the mic a bit more, I'm naturally quite shy.
Really?
But yeah, naturally I am. But I'm also a bit of a show-off. So I'm a shy show-off, which is a bit strange.
Perfect for radio.
But because of that, I now am in a couple of bands, Mad Fish and Torpedo Rain. And
yes,
I've got the confidence to actually get up on stage. And I think that's all because of the radio.
We've played Mad Fish on Saturday Brunch a couple of times.
Yeah, and I hope that's entertaining people. And I'm also able to promote the rescue dogs. And one of them, Glynis, got on the news with myself last week. So that was great. And I could also promote that as well. So, it's all good, I think, all round. Great for the team to get a new licence, because it's not an easy thing to get an FM licence.
No, that's right. It's amazing. 5 years. I mean, I've only been here for about 3 years now, but I can't believe how quickly it's gone. I mean, it's just flown by, hasn't it?
And it's given us a platform. There's so much you can do if you just put the effort in, like before your show, because over the last 5 years, just some of the interviews I wanted to mention, the ones that I really enjoy, but I had Graham Goldman, 10cc, Dodgy, Hugh Cormor from The Stranglers, my favourite band of all time, Richie Ramone, The Lambrettas, and lots of local bands, and I really like to just find out about them, and I hope the listeners have found that.
And you're normally on 10am on a Friday, aren't you?
10am in the morning till midday, that's it.
Superb, that's brilliant. Well, thanks ever so much for coming down. It's great that we've got
so many
people here today.
It
reminds me of the... Do you remember the episode of Doctor Who when the five Doctors appeared all at the same time?
Right.
This is a bit like that. Different. You never really see six or seven Susie presenters in this studio any one time. So it reminds me of that a little bit. The difference is this studio isn't like the TARDIS in the fact it's much smaller when you come in than it looks like on the outside. Thanks for coming in, Chrissy.
Pleasure.
Now we have another presenter, another director, should I say. I'm doffing my cap, tugging my forelock. It's Dave King. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm fine, thanks, Tim. Yeah, very well indeed. And,
many thanks for coming in today.
Not at all. No, it's a great pleasure, great pleasure.
Fifth birthday.
Yeah, 5 years. Can you believe it? It doesn't seem possible.
I know. It's amazing how quickly it's all gone.
Taking pictures of the team, the early team. Oh, way back on that first day of our full-time licence.
Which I seem to remember, if it was July 2012, then it would have been around the time of the London Olympics. Seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
It does. It was indeed, yes. It was Jeff Rogers and me. We were on the steps of the Harlequin in Red Hill, looking down on the torch procession. You know, remember the torch running through Red Hill, or being run through Red Hill? And we were reporting from that because it was one of our first days, if I remember rightly.
Well, that's a bit of a baptism of fire, isn't it?
It certainly was. But great memories. But actually, I used to broadcast with Chrissy at another place just up the road.
Did you?
Yes. Still going, that station. Going strong. They're not competition. Can I mention their name?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. We're very friendly. Very friendly bunch. Radio Red Hill.
There we go. I used to be on Radio Red Hill at Hospital Radio.
Yes,
that's
good,
right.
Good bunch of people.
Yeah,
there.
Great bunch down there.
And,
great bunch.
I've done quite a bit for them in the past as well. But no, I remember used to broadcast on request shows, didn't we? And other things as well.
Absolutely. I was there from 1990. Yeah.
You don't look old enough, Chrissy.
I know.
She doesn't, does she? I joined way back in 87, so that really dates
Blimey.
Me, doesn't it?
Yeah, there we go. A long time ago. Yeah. Well, that's good. It's great that you could come down today. Whenever I see your name in an email or mentioned, my memory of you is dressed up as a Christmas elf when we did an outside broadcast a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes.
I always think of that picture.
God, I've forgotten about that. You've got a good memory. Probably best forgotten that one, I think, to be honest with you.
We were in Priory Park on a very, very cold Saturday afternoon doing an outside broadcast with Neil.
Yeah.
And David was there and one or two others.
That's right.
And
good fun, though.
Yes, it was good fun. And you were dressed up as... You were the perfect Christmas elf.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. About the right height and probably about the right size, actually. But no, I've been involved since 1994.
Wow.
When we were, it was first Jubilee FM, I don't know whether anybody remembers that, way back celebrating, I think it was Red Hill's 150th birthday,
right.
I think, of founding, I think. And then it was Trust FM in the Belfry in 1995, raising money for the Children's Trust at Tadworth. Then it was Susie short-term, sort of month-long licences right up until today, as I know one of the backroom boys,
you
could say.
No, well, we're just as required as the frontroom boys. But, we've come a long way. I mean, to get a permanent licence and...
It's incredible,
you know,
and retain.
And retain it, which Chrissy said, is not easy to do. A lot of work goes into trying to get the licence in the first place then retain it.
Tremendous amount. I mean, some of the community radio stations, you know, they have really struggled. But we have been very fortunate here.
We've got a great bunch of volunteers here, haven't we?
We certainly have. We really have. And always do with more people, of course. Always
exactly.
do with more broadcasters
definitely.
And people to help behind the
definitely.
Scenes. If anybody wants to get involved with Suzy Radio, please, you know, do get in contact.
Oh, definitely. They're a great bunch here, and it is great fun to do it. It's a real privilege to sit behind the mic and broadcast to the community.
It is. It is.
And we get some great feedback, don't we? I mean, we get a lot of people...
We do.
You know,
and it's all about serving the community. This is what we are. This is... The reason for being here is to serve the community.
Definitely.
And just a quick word, I'm sure he's listening. It's great to meet Scouse Lee and his missus at the Hawley Carnival back in June.
Fantastic,
really good.
Yes, they are
nice
stalwart listeners, aren't they? Stalwart listeners.
Absolutely.
Always,
absolutely.
They often text into the Saturday brunch and other shows as well. So it's great when we've got regular listeners contributing and getting involved with the show.
Absolutely. And just a quick word before I go, quick word. To the people at Royal Mail.
Yes.
I used to work there many moons ago, and I know a few of the people there, and I know they do listen, so...
Yes,
and
likewise, we get... I mean, I spoke to Big Daddy Vegas earlier on, and I know that the whole team down there listens, and they do a great job, and it's great that, again, that they interact with us, and it makes our job so much easier when we have listeners interacting and emailing and texting and stuff.
It makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks ever so much for coming in, Dave.
Pleasure,
it's great to see you again.
Good to see
Maybe
you.
Next time I see you, you'll be dressed up as a Christmas elf again.
Could well be.
All right, thanks a lot.
Cheers, bye-bye.
The last 2 hours of the current licence going into our new licence at midday. Suzy Radio 103.4. Great to have you company this morning. First hour has flown by. Can't believe it's already over. More to come in the second hour. I'll be chatting to David J. Fifth birthday today for Suzy Radio. Very special birthday brunch. Good morning. Welcome to this very, very special Saturday brunch. If you've been listening in the first hour, you'll know it's our fifth birthday. Yes, 5 years old on our permanent licence. We've had all sorts of people in the studio in the first hour. My co-host is David J. He's sitting opposite me. And we have got loads more to come in this hour. Yeah, it was a really good first hour. If you missed it, you missed a great show. But don't worry, it's going to be equally as great in the second hour. If you have a look at our social media accounts this morning, you'll see the absolutely superb cake that my friend David has brought in. Very delicious. Tastes as good as it looks. We'd love to hear from you. So as it's a special birthday show, if you fancy a song being played, let us know. We'll try and play it for you if we've got it. Anyway, loads to come. Some great music to play you. We've got local info coming up. I'll be chatting with David later on. We'll be linking into Neil Mundy at Langshot. Hopefully we've brought you joy over the last 5 years. It's Suzy Radio's fifth birthday, a special birthday brunch with myself and David J. How are you doing, David?
Tim, I think a lot of the joy has probably come when I've pushed the wrong button on the afternoon stroll.
We've all done that, don't worry. I can't remember how many times I've missed the news or something's gone wrong, and you just have to try and bluff your way through it.
It's real live radio, and I think what a lot of people don't realise is that we're volunteers, we're not paid, and we sit here completely on our own. You know, there's no engineer, there's no telephonist, there's no receptionist, there's no anything. There's just you and a load of controls.
Well, that's it. I think you described it once to me as flying solo.
Well, absolutely, that's what it is. Flying solo in a jukebox in a shed.
Exactly right, exactly right. Now, you've been with the station for 5 years now,
well,
haven't
pretty
you?
Much from the outset. I mean, let me say that back in the 60s, when I was a teenager, I was absolutely captivated by what's properly known as offshore radio, pirate radio, Radio Caroline, Radio London. I was too young to get out there, unlike Jim Richman, and to be perfectly honest, my sea legs would never have stood the North Sea.
Yeah, I've got to say, I admire admire Jim for doing that. I'd love to have done it if I'd been old enough, but I could not have coped with that whole ship swaying from side to side.
Not remotely. And the Mi Amigo was a tiny little ship that Caroline South broadcast from. Anyway, there I was for the next 36 years pursuing my profession. And about 3 months before I retired from that, there was about one column inch buried on about page 23 of the Surrey Mirror to say that Susie Radio was going full-time from the summer and was looking for local volunteers. So I whacked in a CV, and in a way the rest is history. I came to a steering meeting at the Limes in 2011, and then 12 months went by without much happening, and then there was a meeting in May 2012, again in that back room at the Limes. I was shown round the studio, which was still very much a work in progress, and it was indicated that I might get something if I was ever so good. You know how it is. So the Monday before the station started, I came in, spent the afternoon with Jeff, who was tinkering where you're sitting now in the studio. Almost 5 years ago to the minute, I was at home listening to the end of the test transmission before Neil and Jeff opened the station with Wake Up Little Susie at midday 5 years ago, almost to the minute. And before I knew it, I was in here the following week doing a bit of traffic and travel on Drive for Jeff, who did five drives on the trot in those days.
Wow, there we go.
And then, lo and behold, I was doing my first show. And Tim, do you know when my first show was?
Well, I seem to remember you telling me it was quite a momentous occasion.
Well, you've mentioned the London Olympics, and I was actually on from 10 till midnight in the middle of the Olympic opening ceremony, so I was able to make all my mistakes, initial mistakes, without even the proverbial one man and one blind dog listening. I think Winston may have been listening at home. And eternal gratitude to my friend and former colleague Martin Hallpike, who came to be my minder that night. And I'll tell you one thing, having been captivated by radio and having longed to do it for so long, off air at midnight, took Martin back to South Godston, and I was still walking up and down my front room at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Got so much adrenaline going.
It's amazing when you do a late night show how people may think you can just go home at midnight and go to bed. I'm the same. When I do late shows, which isn't very often, I find the same thing. You're wide awake and buzzing from doing the show.
4 o'clock, I just go home and collapse exhausted on the sofa these days. Anyway, I did Friday Drive for a month. That's where the word from Winston was born. That throwaway remark, you know, if Winston wasn't so bad in the car, he'd love to come and be the studio cat. And that's when we started doing the word from Winston in the second hour. And then late August, I was offered a bit of cover. It was 1 to 4 in the afternoons in those days. And that became the afternoon stroll, and in September it settled into the 2 till 4 slot, 2 afternoons to start with, nowadays 3, sometimes 4, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, it's been a momentous week for the station because of the 5th birthday, and for yourself, because obviously Winston retired, didn't he, yesterday?
Yes, Winston said, I mustn't go on about him for too long before we had some more music.
Exactly right. Well, it's good. I mean, it's been brilliant being on the show. I mean, I say, I've been here 3 years. The very first show I did, I mentioned earlier, was with you, covering for Steve Lee when he was over in Paphos, I think he said earlier on. And I remember sitting, well, we were in opposite seats back then. And I remember sitting here, going home reasonably late that evening as well, and just thinking what a great experience it was. So I'm eternally grateful to you and to Susie Radio for getting me on the station.
As I recall, I think Neil popped in to see us that night, didn't he?
I think he did, yes. I think he did pop in. We'll be talking to Neil later on. He's over at Langshot Priory. But yes, I think we did see Neil that night.
I think before I start going on about Winston and one or two other luminaries, maybe the Gatwick Mail Centre and everybody else might like another tune.
Yes, let's play them on.
Tim, it's flying by. I wonder if I might turn my attention now to some of the people I've met along the way in the last 5 years.
Of course.
One of the best things to me, obviously, in my former profession, you acquire an awful lot of myths and legends and baggage. And one of the nicest things about coming here was to be accepted for myself and what I could do and what I could offer, and no side, no baggage, no myths and legends. So that was lovely. And to be accepted and to prove myself as vaguely competent was superb. And met some wonderful people along the way. I suppose I should really mention Mike King, first and foremost, who was the chairman of the station and, of course, tragically died in office a couple of years back. But Mike was a tremendous friend and a tremendous force for good on the station, and our great Oppo Ray, who did five breakfast shows. Let me say that when we started, full of optimism, you know, it was very different. First Adam, and then Ray did five breakfast shows a week. Chrissy did five mornings. Andy Smith did five lunchtimes, and Jeff did five drives. It was unrecognizable compared with the the schedule nowadays. So, Ray and Mike and I formed a bit of a triumvirate there, and great fun until poor Mike King sadly died of illness and an infection a couple of years ago, as I say. And I think the tribute show that Ray and I put together for Mike is still one of my proudest moments on the station. I mentioned Andy Smith, you know, and Rob James holding down those lunchtime spots. And I think it was Andy Smith and also Alan French, our current chairman, who in those early days taught me most about how to operate that panel and what to do and what not to do. And you know, wonderful ladies and young ladies, when you're an old gentleman, the company of young ladies is always, and if I pick out two, then obviously Emily Jeffcott and my dear, dear friend Charlotte, who is no longer Charlotte Freeman. Charlotte Jones got married to Matt last month, and Charlotte and Matt, her husband indeed, will no doubt be friends for life. And it's not just, people that you remember from the past. Lovely to see Steve and Bruce and Chrissy and Dave and Jim here this morning, all involved in this show, and Neil and Jeff and Steve again, and Tess are going to be down at the Langshot later with the celebratory outside broadcast. So lots of wonderful people, and of course amongst the wonderful people there are our listeners, and single out three perhaps. Jean's already been mentioned today, no longer with us, a former neighbour of your mum's, I think.
It was a former, my nan as well, when they lived in Hitchens Way years ago. That Jean, it was weird, it just came across on one phone call we happened to be having, and she mentioned that she lived in Hitchens Way. I mentioned my nan, and they knew each other very well. They were virtually opposite each other, so very small world.
And you know, Jean, obviously I said yesterday, not just Winston's number one fan, but the station's number one fan, and all those wonderful birthday and Christmas presents that she sent the two cats, and all the rest of it. So, Jean, no longer with the station's number one fan, and obviously Scousley and Sandy, and latterly their three new pussycats, one of whom is named after our Winston number one. They've been such loyal listeners, and another very frequent respondent on the afternoon stroll has been Jane in the little white van. Not just Jane, but baby Betty, who's a bit of a prize winner, and little Jim the Westie, who corresponds with the show and used to correspond with Winston lots and lots. And we know that Jane and little Jim love the Eagles, so perhaps this is an appropriate moment.
Excellent, David. Yes, let's play the Eagles for Jane and little Jim. You're with Susie Radio 103.4, our special show today to celebrate 5 years on our permanent licence. Now, down at Langshot Primary School, I believe we have Mr. Neil Monday. Are you there, Neil? Hello, Neil, are you there?
I am here.
You're there?
Yes,
Neil.
I am here.
Hello, Neil, we
Hello.
Can hear you. How are you doing?
I've got a bit of a hum on the line, I think, but we're here. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear a slight hum in the background.
That's all a little bit bizarre.
But I can hear you.
I'm not sure where that's coming from at the moment, but we'll find out.
You're not playing your bass guitar, are you?
I wish. Yeah, we're going to be live at midday. So it's
excellent.
Going to be fun down here at Langshot Primary School.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll play a song and we'll come back to you after the song, see if we can maybe try and clear that. All right, let's play a song first. We'll come back to you, Neil. Well, now, we were having some technical difficulties just now. Let's see if we can find Neil Monday down at Langshot Primary. Yeah, Neil, are you there?
I'm going to have to come back to you, I'm afraid.
All right, no problem. Cheers. Neil. Okay, thanks, bye. Right, there goes Neil. Sorry about that. Few gremlins, never mind, it does happen. Saturday brunch of myself and David J. How are you doing, David?
Doesn't it hurtle past, Tim? It's almost noon, almost.
I know.
That
Can't
fifth
believe it.
Birthday moment,
yes,
you know.
Not long now.
Talking about people and talking about listeners, must just mention Jean one last time, because she was Winston's and the station's number one fan. And, of course, Winston retired yesterday, my old rotund black pussycat, who has been alongside me on the stroll. It all started as a bit of fun, as I said earlier, and he's been there at 2:30, smack dab on the cold wet nose, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday afternoon, and lots of other afternoons besides. Do you know, we've done nearly 800 words from Winston.
Wow, 800, wow. No wonder he's retiring.
They've all been animal stories, and as I said yesterday afternoon, I think we do well in the world we live in to love our animals.
I totally agree.
A lot of people don't,
and
shame on them. Now, after Jean died, Henry Mack, our co-presenter, took over the role of Winston's number one fan. So good morning to Henry. I know he's listening online, and I understand that Henry, as a good South London lad, after X amount of years on the planet, is actually off to see some cricket at the Oval.
Yes, he's texted in to say he's going to see his first ever cricket game on Wednesday at the Oval. There we go.
Well, I'm sure Henry will enjoy that. And speaking of the cricket, Tim, may I just mention a couple of things that I've done here in the last 5 years
sure.
that I'm very pleased and proud about. One is introducing last year a local cricket results service on the afternoon stroll, and we've been getting that up on the website too. And of course, in tandem with that, and thanks to you for being in tandem with me, we've introduced our cricket chat show, which is now called On the Front Foot.
That's right,
and,
indeed.
Gradually refining that, and I like to think that we've achieved something with it, and that it may be before the end of this season that we move a little bit onwards and upwards with some of our guests, but more of that when we know what we're doing. Something that's coming up, I've mentioned this before, is Jim Richmond's show and mine from noon till 3 on Monday, August the 14th, which is going to be 50 years to the minute from the last 3 hours of offshore pirate radio London, the Big L, and we're going to be looking back for 3 hours at that wonderful era of 60s offshore radio, so that will be something to look forward to. And the other thing that I've been particularly pleased to be involved in and to front is our Remembrance Sunday shows from Shaw's Corner and Newdigate, Brockham, Hawley and Merstham in 5 years going by. Shall we take a little break?
David, thank you so much for joining me today.
Tim, I understand we may have had an angry wasp in the works in the last link that we did. Well, not to worry, I can always re-record it for the web edit, eh? Tim, can I just say the last 5 years have been not just a pleasure and a privilege, but I've been like a kid in clover or a pussycat in tuna, and here's to another 5 years, by which time I'll be a very old man indeed.
Indeed, indeed. But I have to say thank you to you for inviting me on the radio station in the first place. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So you're the one to blame that I'm doing Saturday brunch every morning, so thank you for that.
Tim, thank you for having me on this morning, and thanks to everybody else. Lovely to see you all.
Brilliant. Many, many thanks to you all for joining me today, and David J, for a very special Suzy Radio 5th birthday brunch. Just quickly, we had a text earlier that I never read out. Naughty me, from our very own Chris Mitchell. He said, "Hi, David and Tim, enjoying the show, and doesn't time fly 5 years? I was on the air on the launch day right after Jeff and Neil and was nerve-wracking and exciting in equal measure." He says, "Happy birthday to Susie and all our listeners, and thanks to all the presenting team, engineers and all involved in making the station such a success." He says, "I hope to be back on air before long." Many thanks to Chris Mitchell for that. Many thanks to everybody who came in today. Great to have David J here. We had Chrissy Muir, we had Jim Richmond, we had Steve Lee, Dave King. Who else did we have? Jude popped in, our engineer. Very great to have them all here. There is loads more to come on Suzy Radio. Up next will be Neil Munday live from Langshot Primary School with Tess, Jeff and Steve Lee celebrating our 5th birthday as we go into our new licence. I'll see you next Saturday. Many thanks for joining me. It's been such great fun today. Thanks to David. I'll see you soon. Well, there's the Beatles and I Want to Be Your Man. The final song on the 5th birthday brunch. We're going to be playing out with a very special tune. Our final moments of our current licence going into our new licence. Happy birthday, Suzy Radio.